Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch, and money may be ruining our friendships. I wanted to learn more about this latest research that discovered that about a third of Americans, including nearly one in two parents of kids under 18, have had a friendship end over money. With me now, LendingTree Chief Consumer Finance Analyst Matt Schultz. Matt, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So in this survey of, what, roughly 2,000 people, how did they say that money is affecting their friendships?
Well, about a third say that they've had a friendship end because of money, and even a higher number say that they've had tensions with friends over money. So it's everything from lending money and not getting it back to feeling pressure to keep up with friends' spending habits, all the way down to lying about your financial situation or feeling judged about it. So money and friendship is certainly a volatile mix.
I have to wonder if this is going to get worse, because just going out to dinner, for example, is a pretty expensive proposition these days. And I was really amazed at the number of Americans who say they just don't go out because it's too expensive.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think as things get a little more expensive, it only ramps up the tensions. And what we found is that almost 70% of Americans say that they've turned down some sort of social outing because it was too expensive. And about 3/4 of parents with young kids said the same. And so it's completely understandable that that people would do that, but it can be difficult to open up to the people about exactly why you're doing it.
Well, and you know, that leads to the next question that was asked about whether people are honest or comfortable discussing finances with friends, and there are a considerable number who are not.
Yeah, we found that about 60% of people say that they're generally comfortable discussing their money with their friends, but they may not be entirely telling the truth in that, because about a third say that they admit lying to their friends about being in a better financial situation than they are. That's a big number, and it's also easy to understand because there's certainly shame that people feel because of debt and not being able to keep up with the Joneses and that sort of thing. And people shouldn't feel that shame, but it's just a fact that so many people do.
I'm kind of amazed at the number of people who actually have lent money to a friend, according to your survey. How often, though, did it backfire?
Yeah, we found that almost 80% of Americans say that they have loaned money to a friend. And I was surprised of that, too. It's a big number. But yeah, it certainly doesn't always work. We found that about a third of those say that they didn't get that money back. And about 19% said that it had a negative impact on their friendship. And that 19% number is actually a little bit lower than I would have expected it to be, especially given that the 32% didn't get their money back. So it shows that while it's certainly creating tensions, there's also some people who are just kind of letting it roll off their back.
Well, this has to be pretty relatable for our listeners. Matt, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
That is LendingTree Chief Consumer Finance Analyst Matt Schultz on Total Information AM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.